What's up, everybody? It's Davey Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is, what if your opinion doesn't matter? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So here's the thing. I talk to a lot of people about sales. I talk to a lot of people about marketing. That's kind of one of my zones, right? Like, I teach a lot of things. I teach success. I teach mindset. I teach productivity. I teach going to the next level. But one of the big things that people come to me for is learning how to sell better and increase your income through sales and learning how to have more impact and improve your branding through marketing and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I always go back to, it's interesting through all the conversations I've had, is that the consumer has changed. I mean, I bet as you listen to this, you're realizing that. You're realizing that, wow, the consumer changes at a really fast pace, right? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on Snapchat? What is this Snapchat thing? Should I be making calls? Is that still a thing? Should I be door knocking? I thought that was like something you do in the 90s. And the consumer has just changed. Old ways of selling and marketing are, it's not that they don't work, right? That's what a lot of people like to argue. I make calls and I door knock and I do everything I always did my entire life and it works. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I will say this. Old ways of selling and marketing are not as effective as they once were. I'll give you a really good example. Does calling people work? Absolutely. But, well, I should be more specific. Does cold calling work? And the answer is yes, but it's not as effective as it used to be. Why? Well, because a lot of households, you have two people out working. So one, people aren't home. Number two, a lot of people don't even own a home phone anymore. So if you don't have their cell phone, you can't get a hold of them. And by the way, if you do have their cell phone, or you can reach them on Facebook, or you can reach them on Instagram, which is attached to their phone, you can get a hold of them no matter where they are. So that's just a demonstration. But what I want you to get is that marketing has always been about one thing. Marketing has always been about where your customers' eyeballs are, not about what you like doing. I'll say it again. Marketing has always been about where your customers' eyeballs are and like where they're engaging, not about what you like doing. TV used to be very lucrative, right? That used to be a very good marketing campaign. It's not as effective as it once was. Do people still run ads? Of course they do. Of course they do. But, you know, you're seeing a lot of big time companies start to move to Facebook, start to move to Instagram. Now, I'm not here to tell you what's most effective for your audience. You need to find that out, right? That's one of the things I do in coaching, is I help people figure that out, because not all markets are the same. Not all industries are the same. But what we have to understand is your opinion of what you like doing is irrelevant. That doesn't matter. You got to let go of that. And that's not a confrontational thing. I'm not telling that your opinion doesn't matter in your family. It doesn't matter to you. It matters in all those things. What I'm saying is, in terms of effectiveness, what you like doing is not the issue. That's not the issue. Your opinion doesn't matter. I'll give you a great example. I just recently made one of the best blog posts I have ever done. I crushed it. My camera crew did really well. They did good on the editing. It looks amazing. My marketing team made, you know, we kind of went together and collaborated, and we're like, that brand looks incredible. The messaging is good. Oh my God, this is incredible. This is going to be amazing. And it had a really low engagement. And I've done other things where I'm like, you know, I don't really have time. Let me just get this message through. Let me do my thing. And I've put it out there and it's exploded. My opinion is irrelevant. I actually had a mentor one time tell me, David, if you're in love with your marketing, it's probably not effective. That was an eye opener, because I am not the consumer. Right? I'm the producer. I'm the one producing the content, and who's opinion matters is your audience, your customer. So are you paying attention to what your customer wants? Because they'll tell you through engagement. They'll tell you through engagement. If they engage through certain things, you know, oh, okay. It's like, for example, like if you text somebody, you have anybody in your life that you call them and they don't answer, but then you text them and they text right back? Like, it doesn't matter if you like talking on the phone, they want to text. That's how they do it. And so you resisting that and calling will make you ineffective. But if you text back and forth, now you can get the job done. So what would it be like for you if you took on and mastered the strategies that your consumer is most engaged with? Are you resisting things? Like, are you resisting certain ways? Are you resisting, maybe it's calling. I don't know. Maybe that is how your consumer engages the most. And are you resisting that? Are you resisting social media? How about this? Are you resisting video? Video is ridiculously good right now. I have people in the league right now that are making $1 million a year. That's not an exaggeration. They're literally making over $1 million a year with video. So you can't tell me that it doesn't work. And all the studies that we're seeing, video works, social media works, that stuff works. Why? That's where the consumer has gone. Now, I had somebody ask me the other day, David, are we really playing this game of like every 6 months the consumer moves? And the answer is, I don't know. Maybe. It depends on what your consumer does. How in touch with your consumer are you? Right? So I have a couple questions for you that I want to wrap up on this Find a Way Daily for you. Get out your journal and I want you to write down a couple questions because I think this will really illuminate your marketing for you, like turn a light on so that you can kind of go, oh, maybe I need to change my approach. It's not about what you like. It's about what's most effective. Now, I will say in other podcasts, I've told you, well, you need to love what you're doing. You can love marketing, but not love a certain strategy. Right? I love marketing. I love selling. I love coaching. I love training. There's certain aspects of my business that I don't particularly like doing, but I love the general topic of it. And so there are, here's the question I have for you. What strategies have you been resisting because you quote unquote don't like doing it? I don't like it. That's not me. Right? When I first started in the coaching industry, I had a lot of people tell me, this was like 10 years ago. I had a lot of people tell me, well, I don't like door knocking. And that's when door knocking really worked, by the way. It really worked well 10 years ago. I don't like door knocking, David, because I wouldn't want somebody to door knock me. And I used to say, how much money is that belief costing you? Because other people are door knocking and making a killing. And so that's what I want you to consider. Like, what strategies have you been resisting because you don't like doing it? And then this question, what new skills or strategies do you need to develop to be more relevant to your marketplace? You know what they are. You know what they are. You've just been resisting them. What new skills or strategies do you need to develop and be consistent with so that you can be more relevant to your marketplace, okay? So I hope you got a lot out of this. I hope that, you know, if there's somebody that you know that could hear this message, I'd love it if you shared it with them. Leave me a message on Facebook. Come say hi on Instagram. Until next time, you know what I'm going to say. You need to go out there. I'm going to remind you of it every single day because this is your time. And so you need to be going out there every single day of your life, every single day in your business, and unapologetically and relentlessly go find a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.